Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast. This is a podcast where we explore tips and strategies that are going to help you thrive in your career. If you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new, welcome to the show. My name's Jessica Fiesta George, and I am your host of this podcast. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that I feel is too familiar right now for a lot of job seekers, and that's the dreaded silence you get from potential employers after you've gone through the entire interview process. It's like shouting into a void, isn't it? But fear not, because I have over 20 years of experience as a talent acquisition professional, and I'm here to help you navigate through those murky waters and emerge victorious. What do you do if you are not getting the feedback that you're looking for after you've gone through the interview process? It's a tough spot to be in, isn't it? Well, fear not, because I'm going to give you a short playbook of strategies that are going to help you out. So if you're ready, roll up your sleeves, let's dive in, and thanks for tuning in.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Brooks with Rocket Station.
You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. Make sure that you like the podcast and share it with all your friends. I can't wait to hear what you think.
Hey everyone, you're listening to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast, your go-to resource for all things career-related. Today, we're going to dive into the topic of silence after no feedback from employers after you've gone through the interview process, and I'm going to help you uncover actionable steps to help you reclaim your job hunt mojo. The first thing is to seek clarity. You've submitted an application, you've aced the interview, but now you're met with your first roadblock, and that is radio silence. It happens a lot more often than you like, but it does not have to be the end of the road. The first thing is to seek clarity. So what does that mean? It means sending a follow-up email, a gentle follow-up email, I might add, expressing your continued interest in the role, and then politely inquiring about the status of your application. Remember, patience is key. Do not spam the interviewer. That's not going to do you any favors. So avoid sending multiple follow-ups. In that follow-up email, though, you want to make sure you inquire about the status of your application. Consider any specific details that might help jog the memory of the interviewer and reinforce your interest in that role. I'm sure they covered when they were going to follow up with you. So if that time has passed, this is when you send your gentle reminder to them. Ask for another update as far as the timeline's concerned. And in that follow-up communication, you can ask when you can hear back again about the position, and that will help you manage your expectations and give you a clearer sense of when you might have to follow up again. Also, if you applied using an applicant tracking system, so that is what companies use to be able to get your information. So if you applied on a company career site, usually they use an applicant tracking system. If you had to create an account to upload your resume, fill out all of the boxes, submit your LinkedIn profile, usually those systems are automated and employers will put notes in your application so you could track your progress there. Not all companies do this, but it's also a good way just to check to see if you haven't received communication. Go back to the system and see if maybe your application has fallen through the cracks. Now, the next thing is to make sure that you reflect internally. While you're waiting for the elusive response, take a moment to self-reflect. Maybe you need to polish up on your application materials or practice with your interview performance. Were there areas of your resume that you could tweak up a little bit? I always tell candidates to take a sample of the job description and then cater your resume to that when submitting for a job. In your interview, was there interview questions that you stumbled on that maybe you could use some practice? All of these little moments will help you in fine-tuning your approach and not beat yourself up on it. So more practice, refine your resume. Also, ask your friends and colleagues, maybe your mentors, friends, family. You can even reach out to me if you want practice on interview questions. We can do a mock interview. If you need someone to review your resume, you just never know what other people see that you're not seeing whenever you do an interview or you are submitting an application. So those valuable insights are things that maybe you didn't consider. And then evaluate your job search strategy. Where are you applying for jobs? Is that approach working for you? Are you submitting enough applications and getting the number of interviews that you anticipated? It takes a lot of submissions for your application before you get any interviews. So if that's working for you, continue that. But if not, consider other ways for you to find other jobs. That could be customizing your approach, reaching out to people on LinkedIn, but broaden your horizons. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. While you're waiting for a response, keep your options open. Apply to other jobs, cast a wider net, because that's going to help increase your chances for success, and it might lead you to unexpected opportunities. Also, I think it lessens the blow of disappointment if one application doesn't pan out. So search alternative job search methods. I talk about this in one of my podcast episodes. It's called the hidden job market. And if you haven't heard about it, go back to one of my episodes where I talk about this very topic. But the hidden job market is a real thing. Those are jobs that are not advertised on traditional job boards. And how do you do that? One of the ways that you can do that is to actively network. So that brings me to another topic, actively networking. Go to industry-specific events, attend job fairs, go to local community events where you might have the opportunity to connect with people within that company, within that industry. You may not know who is there, but they might be able to directly address your application status, answer questions about the company, and give you a real first-eye view of how things are there so you know how to apply for the next time. And you never know, you can make a positive impression on somebody that can lead to an introduction somewhere else. But jump on LinkedIn, engage in alumni networks, participate in online communities. But remember, networking is a two-way street. You can't keep asking people for things without giving back. So be proactive in offering your assistance. There are a lot of people in the same boat as you are right now. If you had a good experience or even a bad experience that you can learn from, teach someone, tell someone, offer your assistance in sharing resources that have helped you to all of your connections. That can help strengthen your relationships and increase the likelihood of doing that to you in the long run. And then stay positive. You need to practice self-care because the job search in itself is stressful. So prioritize self-care. That could be anything like exercise, meditation, spending time with your loved ones, going to lunch, walking your dog, but stay mentally and emotionally resilient because it's really important. And the final thing is to celebrate your small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements. You've made it to the interview process. That's a big deal. Whether it's securing an interview, maybe you get positive feedback, learning something new during this time, learn a new skill, meeting new people. Those are all small wins that you should celebrate. That's going to help you focus on your growth instead of dwelling on setbacks and rejections. Use that to reframe them as opportunities for your growth and your learning. I think with each experience, whether it's positive or negative, that's going to help you contribute to your overall professional development. So there you have it. The short playbook of things that you can do if you are met with radio silence from these employers: seek clarity, reflect internally, broaden your horizons, network actively, enhance your skills, and overall, stay positive. Well, as I wrap up this episode of the Just Get Hired podcast, I want to leave you with a call to action. If you found that these strategies are helpful, visit justgethired.com for more tips and resources. Follow me on all of my social media channels at Just Get Hired. If you're on LinkedIn, you can follow me there, Jessica Fiesta George. Don't forget, share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. And together, I want us to empower each other so we can help each other throughout our journey to career success. Well, I appreciate you guys tuning in to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast. Come back on Wednesday. I'll have another episode for you. Happy job hunting, and I'll catch you on my next episode.